You ever heard people talk about the lead horse?
Yes.
The lead horse, okay. And if something is not right near at hand, you might say, oh, well, it's not far, it's just a...
If it's not near.
Uh-huh. It's not, yeah, if it's not near, you might say to somebody, well, it's not far, it's just a...
A quarrel.
Okay, just a concert, maybe. You hear people say it's just a little way over there or something like that?
I have heard it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or let's say you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey yet. You might say that you still had
a way to go.
Okay. And what about if something, if you're trying to tell me where I can find something, you might say, well, that you're looking for, it's very common. You don't have to look for it in any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If a person slipped down outside and he fell that way, you'd say he fell
that way.
If he fell that way, he fell
far.
Okay. Or let's say a person's been fishing and he hasn't had any luck at all, hasn't caught a thing. And if somebody asks him, well, did you catch anything? He might say what?
No.
Okay, if you want to say something more than no, he might say, no, I
didn't get the thing.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here use the expression, no, I didn't catch nary one? You heard that?
Nary one.
Mm-hmm. Would any particular person be more likely to say that than another?
When you say that, are you saying older?
Yeah, something like that.
Older.
Probably an older person. Okay. What about if a teacher has been scolding a schoolboy and he might not understand it, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Okay. Or what about if somebody accidentally broke your rake and they're apologizing for it, you might say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. Or if you see a child who's crying, you might ask him why, and he might say, well, my friend was eating candy and he didn't give me.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, we were talking about plowing a while back. Do you know what you call those things that are, those long straight things that are cut by the plow?
Rows.
Rows, okay. Have you ever heard people call them furrows?
No.
Okay. Or if a farmer has a good yield, he might say, we raised a big
crop.
Big crop, okay. Or if he has a piece of land that he wants to get rid of the bushes and the trees on it, you'd say he has to do what to the land?
Clear.
Clear the land. Have you ever heard any particular names for a piece of land that's been cleared? Okay.
No.
Okay. After talking about growing things again, if a farmer has been cutting the hay off of a field, after he cuts it the first time, when it comes up again, have you ever heard that referred to as anything in particular?
Second crop.
Okay. What do you call a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant? You ever heard that called?
Volunteer.
A volunteer? Okay. When a person, let's say, is cutting wheat, he might take that wheat and tie it up into a what? What do you call that thing that he ties it up into?
A roll.
Okay. Or a bundle or something. Okay. And he might take several of those bundles and put them together into a... Have you heard what that's referred to as?
Big bundle.
A big bundle, okay. Have you ever heard him talking about a shock? A shock of wheat or shocking wheat?
No.
Okay. You would refer to amount of wheat or amount of corn as so many what?
Amount of wheat or amount of corn?
Uh-huh.
Bundles.
Bundles or another type of measurement, bushel. Okay.
Yeah.